local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we say happy Friday. Welcome into the program. It is Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, keeping you company on your way home to usher in the weekend. Hope it was a good week for you and big plans for the weekend. Maybe watching some football, maybe doing a little Mardi Gras partying. Got the Milton Parade on Sunday. Whatever it is, hope you have a great weekend. Over the next 47 minutes, getting you a full rundown of everything happening in your world today. Channel 3's Tanner Stewart joining the program at 5:35. Today's top three stories: the CIA director, William Burns, will be in Europe this weekend to meet with officials from Israel and Qatar in hopes of securing the release of the remaining hostages held by Hamas. More than 200 hostages were taken captive and around 1,200 people killed when Hamas attacked Israel back on October 7th. And at this point, more than 100 hostages are still being held. The jury in Donald Trump's civil defamation trial involving writer E. Jean Carroll is ordering the former president to pay her over $83 million. A New York City jury found Trump liable last year of sexually abusing Carroll in a department store dressing room back in the 1990s and then defaming her after that alleged incident. And also in our top three stories today in Idaho, Brian Koberger is for a second time trying to get his charges thrown out. The 29-year-old has tried to get the charges dismissed before, and now he's asking again, claiming improper conduct during grand jury proceedings. They are holding a hearing today trying to hash out the trial date start as well as the length of that trial. The prosecutors want it to happen this summer because Moscow High School and area universities will be out of session. Those are today's top three stories. Austin, how are the roads looking?
Well, thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Luckily, Joe, the traffic is looking very smooth sailing for the most part. We do have a little bit of heat at the intersection of East Fairfield Drive and North 9th Avenue, but nothing too severe there. Also, if you're traveling southbound on Pine Forest Road trying to get on to I-10 West, you may have some issues there. That's looking pretty backed up at the moment. But outside of that, there does not appear to be anything that's going to hold you up for too long.
Heading through tonight, there's definitely a chance that rain could pop up around the area. It will be cloudy with overnight lows in the 60s. High chance for showers and thunderstorms during the day Saturday. Look for that rain to move in. High temps will be in the low 70s. And then following that next weather maker, we've got cooler air. So we're warm on Saturday, cooler on Sunday with highs in the 50s. Enjoy the weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. Right now, 65 degrees. Overnight low tonight is going to be 61. Local headlines today. Governor Ron DeSantis announcing the appointment of Robert Bender as Escambia County Supervisor of Elections. So he'll take over for David Stafford, who last month announced he was stepping down to take a job with the Homeland Security Department. At the time, Stafford said he hoped that DeSantis would appoint Deputy Supervisor Sonia Daniel. Instead, it will be Bender who will fill Stafford's remaining term. So the governor will now have to make an appointment for his District 4 County Commission seat. And appears that Bender wants to move forward with the appointment of Supervisor of Elections moving forward. So either he would have to run for a re-election for that position, or the District 4 seat is up for election as well. So November getting much more interesting here this fall. Firefighters called to a house fire on Gamwell Road in Myrtle Grove. That happened at around 7 o'clock this morning. Firefighters say smoke and flames could be seen coming out when they arrived. No injuries were reported. The Red Cross did assist two adults and four dogs that were displaced, and investigators say the cause was determined to be an electrical issue stemming from the laundry room. Last night, Congressman Matt Gaetz at Navarre High School announcing his nominations for the U.S. Service Academies.
But what tonight means, if you have received one of these nominations, is that you are the very best that Northwest Florida has to offer. That means you had the right behavior, the right diligence, and really that you were leaders.
And it's the first step in the selection process for teens who want to attend the U.S. military, naval, air force, or merchant marine academies. And the Florida Lotto says a $120,000 winning Fantasy 5 ticket sold at the Molino first stop last night. The ticket matched all five numbers in the drawing, that location on Highway 95A at Molino Road. So very cool there. Around the state of Florida today, a bill allowing the State Guard to help other states is moving through the legislature. A House panel approved the proposal that would allow the State Guard to deploy outside its original jurisdiction during natural and man-made disasters. Governor DeSantis, speaking in Osceola County today, he mentioned the possibility of guards being sent to assist Texas with immigration issues at the Mexican border.
And while he was in Osceola County, he spoke of how the state of Florida is trying to expand the semiconductor industry. He said that the state is planning to invest $80 million to create a University of Florida Institute that specializes in this kind of technology.
If you look at everything that we've been able to do, we've now invested about $380 million for various components of semiconductor education and infrastructure, and primarily it's education and workforce training.
The money would come from the upcoming state budget, which lawmakers will start to negotiate later this summer.
Marco Rubio has some ideas about how to fix what he calls the military recruitment crisis. He shared his thoughts in the Washington Examiner after the military fell 41,000 recruits short of its target. Rubio says we need to address lackluster housing, childcare, and salaries in the military. Also, he calls for eliminating polarizing politics and reminding people of our military's value to the national interest.
And the first sailing of the world's largest cruise ship is all set for this weekend. Royal Caribbean's Icon of the Seas is setting its sold-out sail on a seven-night voyage out of Port Miami to the Eastern Caribbean tomorrow. The ship is 20 decks high and can accommodate over 5,600 guests at double occupancy. And Joe, you just love the structural integrity of this, don't you?
You know, I'm sure it's a lot more structurally integrity than it looks to me. But my first appearance seeing it, I was just like, man, I don't know how a well-placed tall wave doesn't just knock that thing right over.
I'm going to have to take a look at this while we're on break.
Yeah, you should. Well, we'll go to break right now. National headlines are next. Pensacola right now.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
I want to thank all of our listeners who tune in to our daily Strength for Life segments here in Pensacola and across the country. Thank you for your emails. Thank you for your thoughtful feedback. Thank you for humbly letting God strengthen you through the principles of His Word and the power of His Spirit. If you're interested in more Strength for Life, please check out our YouTube channel. Our radio segments are only 60 seconds in length, but our YouTube video segments provide 4 to 5 minute videos of practical Bible content on topics such as overcoming jealousy, how to strengthen your marriage, and much more. Find our YouTube channel by searching Strength for Life Pensacola and be sure to subscribe. We produce fresh video content each week, which is certain to strengthen your walk with God and strengthen your relationship with others.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hi, it's Bess Marks with Lazy Boy Home Furnishings and Decor. I want to read a little letter that I got from a wonderful friend, and she said, oh my gosh, wow, Bess, you and the Lazy Boy design team, you nailed it. We love it. We just can't believe it's ours. And that's what we call a standing ovation for our design team. Lazy Boy Home Furnishings and Decor, Mobile, Pensacola, and Spanish Fort. Just like a picture out of a magazine.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The cooler weather in Pensacola is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's planting roses, planting shrubs and trees in cool weather color, and of course, planning for spring. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesdays, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, at Barnes Feed Store.
It's News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, the website, the app, or your smart device. It's news on your terms.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, exactly to the very second, 5:25. I'm a happy camper. We are going to get another quick check of the roads and weather. Looking at the roads here, if you are traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards West 9 Mile Road, we are going to have some issues there still. It's looking pretty backed up, basically about where you get off of I-10 West. Also, if you're traveling southbound on Pine Forest Road trying to get onto I-10 West, we've got some minor issues there as well. I got a little bit at the intersection of Burgess Road and North Palafox Street, maybe a little bit more on North Davis Highway trying to get onto I-10 East. But outside of that, there doesn't appear to be anything in Pensacola that's going to hold you up too long. Also, Gulf Breeze Parkway and Caroline Street are looking okay, unless you're traveling around downtown Milton. If you're coming from the Dogwood Drive area, traveling eastward into downtown on Caroline Street, or if you're traveling westbound on Caroline trying to come over Blackwater River, you're going to have issues in both of those areas for the meantime.
Heading through tonight, there's definitely a chance that rain could pop up around the area. It will be cloudy with overnight lows in the 60s. High chance for showers and thunderstorms during the day Saturday. Look for that rain to move in. High temps will be in the low 70s. And then following that next weather maker, we've got cooler air. So we're warm on Saturday, cooler on Sunday with highs in the 50s. Enjoy the weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, right now 65 degrees, overnight 61. Showers likely, patchy fog as well. Maybe a thunderstorm or two. 70 again tomorrow for a high, more rain, more clouds. We'll clear out Sunday. Cooler temps, though, 57 the high and 39 the low on Sunday night. Around the world here in our national headlines, House Republicans will move forward with efforts to impeach DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas next week over his handling of the southern border. The Homeland Security Committee will mark up articles of impeachment against him on Tuesday. House Speaker Mike Johnson, in a letter, says that a vote on the House floor will be held as soon as possible thereafter. Johnson says his office has documented at least 64 actions taken by the Biden administration he claims have effectively opened the border and instituted the current chaos.
And a bill being considered by the Senate that links border policy changes and aid for Ukraine likely has no chance of passing in the House. In a letter to his colleagues, Speaker of the House Mike Johnson reiterated his demand to pass the House's GOP immigration bill known as H.R. 2, even though it has no chance of passing the Senate.
And in Texas, the Biden administration has given the state a deadline to allow federal agents back into the riverfront park along the border, which is currently surrounded by fencing and razor wire. It's not clear what will happen, though, if they don't comply. Governor Greg Abbott has already put out the statement saying the state has the right to self-defense. Some Democrats want President Biden to seize control of the Texas National Guard. Donald Trump is encouraging states to send their National Guard troops to Texas.
And Alabama state officials say that last night's execution of Kenneth Eugene Smith, when is expected, and Smith became the first person to be executed by nitrogen hypoxia. He was sentenced to death for a 1988 murder and lived through a botched 2022 execution attempt.
Yeah, the head of the FBI is warning about a rising trend of crime committed by kids. Christopher Wray says that something must be done so serious offenders are not turned loose as soon as they turn 19.
Repeat violent offenders need to be held accountable, even if they're juveniles.
He says the FBI is aware of recent incidents of kids who have been radicalized by online videos, and he says there have been instances where the FBI was able to stop a juvenile just before they put their plan in play. Quick recap of our top three stories here just before we get to the Fox News update. CIA Director William Burns says he'll be in Europe this weekend meeting with officials from Israel and Qatar in the hopes of securing the release of the remaining hostages. The jury in Donald Trump's civil defamation trial against E. Jean Carroll awarding her $83 million this afternoon and a hearing today to determine or hopefully determine when the trial for Brian Koberger will start in Idaho. He, though, for the second time, is trying to get his case dismissed, this time claiming improper conduct during grand jury proceedings. We'll have Tanner on at 5:35, so looking at some sports news here. ESPN at 6 o'clock, the Vegas Golden Knights taking on the New York Rangers. That's a good matchup, of course, defending champ in Vegas, and the Rangers are third in the Eastern Conference. LeBron James breaking the record held by Kareem Abdul-Jabbar with his 20th All-Star game nod. Tyreek Hill says he's looking for a new divorce lawyer since he claims he's not looking for a divorce. He reportedly took to Twitch last night to say he never gave his people the green light to file a petition for divorce. Okay. College hoops tonight on FS1, 13th-ranked Wisconsin and Michigan State. Good Big Ten battle there at 7:30. 5:30 right now, Fox News Update, CBS Sports Minute, our conversation with Tanner Stewart. After that, we'll get his thoughts on the AFC and NFC Championship games, as well as some of the other stuff making headlines this week. Pensacola right now.
Fox News alert. I'm John Saucier. Jury in New York awarding a huge $83.3 million in additional damages to advice columnist E. Jean Carroll, who says former President Donald Trump damaged her reputation by calling her a liar after she accused him of sexual assault. Donald Trump's lawyers do say they plan to appeal. The White House sticking to a Friday evening deadline for Texas Governor Greg Abbott to stop blocking Border Patrol from entering a park near the Texas-Mexico border and remove razor wire fencing put up to try and deter illegal migrants. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says Governor Abbott's rebelling against the Supreme Court and law enforcement.
What we want is Border Patrol to be able to do their jobs. And right now, Governor Abbott is getting in the way.
Well, Governor Abbott says it's his constitutional right to protect his state. He also argues the Biden administration has not done its duty to secure our southern border. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesto with Your Money Now. Stocks held to a narrow range today, ending mixed. The Dow Jones Industrials rose 60 points to log another fresh closing high, but the S&P 500 and NASDAQ Composite slipped 3 and 55 points, respectively. Fourth quarter earnings and revenue out of Colgate-Palmolive today exceeded expectations. The consumer products giant's revenue totaling $4.95 billion, a jump of nearly 7% from a year ago. It also provided a bullish forecast for 2024. In response, Colgate-Palmolive shares rose 2% today. For decades, Florida was the dominant orange-growing state. Now, for a second straight year, California is poised to wear the crown, and it's not even close. The Agriculture Department predicts Florida will end up producing about 837 tons of oranges here in the 2023-24 marketing year, up a sharp 30% from last year, but only about half of California's projected 1.66 million tons. That's Your Money Now.
Climatech. Heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
Hello again, everyone. Travis Thompson here from Climatech of Professional Air, your independently owned American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Heating and air conditioning issues are no fun, and as systems get older, they seem to develop more problems. We're beginning the new year with a bang by introducing our Climatech Comfort System that will provide you with complete worry-free HVAC. You can say goodbye to costly repairs, uncomfortable humidity levels, and high energy costs, while at the same time enjoy clean, purified air inside your home. Our Climatech Comfort System has a full 10-year extended warranty that covers any repairs you might need, including all parts and labor. And more importantly, your home will be more comfortable than it's ever been. Want to know more? Give me a call or visit ClimatechProAir.com.
Climatech, Climatech. Heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text ALL to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text ALL to 321-321. That's ALL to 321-321.
Naval Air Station Pensacola has a significant economic impact in our area. It employs more than 16,000 military and 7,400 civilian personnel, and the headquarters for Naval Education Training Command, a command which combines direction and control of all Navy education and training. There's a lot more you can know by tuning in Monday morning at 9 and hear what's happening at NAS Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. Conference Championship Weekend is here. The Ravens have been the best team in football, and I think at home they are poised to have Lamar Jackson edge out Patrick Mahomes by a final score of 27-21. And in the NFC, the health of Deebo Samuel will be a major storyline between the 49ers and Lions. I believe this game will be better than expected, and Jake Moody will kick a last-second field goal to have San Francisco squeak past Detroit by a score of 24-23. I'm Zach Gelb.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Being young with unlimited energy to burn ever since I turned 40. I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
All guys lose their edge when they turn 40. The body has less testosterone. That's why I take Nugenix Total T.
I've heard about Nugenix. That really works?
Since I started taking Nugenix, I'm lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. I feel more energized at work. It's even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try?
Yep, send a text. It's that easy.
Text JUDGE to 42424. Right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. It's the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now and they'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, their newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text JUDGE to 42424. That's JUDGE to 42424.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When you need to know.
As a mayor, with city council meetings, boards, etc., is it ever a topic to survey on how you can give money back to citizens by lowering costs or taxes?
Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves took your questions on a News Radio 92.3 town hall meeting.
Obviously, that you know you would hear at a council meeting if that has been a conversation, but I guess the bigger question is, how do we figure out how we treat the taxpayer money?
When you need to know. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Tanner, 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 Tanner. T-A-N-N-E-R, T-A-N-N-E-R. Tanner, 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 Tanner.
All right, 537, Pensacola Tanner, right now.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
you want to go ahead? Or
Sorry about that. I had the sound still metroed. Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah, yes, I can. Go ahead.
Okay,
go
yeah.
Ahead.
Sorry, we kind of I kind of close to the wire there. Okay.
No, that's all
right. Anywho, looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, just a little bit past 4:35 here. Not seeing a ton to report on. We do have a little bit, I guess, on Mobile Highway if you're traveling towards the intersection with West Michigan Avenue. Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, we've got some issues over there as well. Outside of that, I'm not seeing anything, though, that is going to hold you up for too long.
Heading through tonight, there's definitely a chance that rain could pop up around the area. It will be cloudy with overnight lows in the 60s. High chance for showers and thunderstorms during the day Saturday. Look for that rain to move in. High temps will be in the low 70s. And then following that next weather maker, we've got cooler air. So we're warm on Saturday, cooler on Sunday with highs in the 50s. Enjoy the weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. 538. Listening to Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Our Friday tradition, we like to bring him on each and every Friday at this time. Tanner Stewart, Channel 3 reporter and anchor, joining us. Tanner, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Joe. How's everyone over at News Radio 92.3? It's not a cold Friday. It's just a dreary Friday, I guess.
Yeah. No. We're doing pretty good. We're geeked up for the NFC and AFC Conference Championship games. We'll get your fearless forecast on those games coming up here in a second. I had a question for you. Over at Channel 3, I've noticed some changes here in the last week. You have a co-anchor now, don't you?
That's right. We have added Karis Harmon to our team. Karis was considered a fellow team member. She was over at WPMI NBC in Mobile for the last couple of years, and she has since moved over here. We've got a new addition to our 4 o'clock team, as you mentioned. It's been great. We just finished our first week, but we had some adjustments, wouldn't be the way to put it, but some maneuvers over the last week. I was at the courthouse yesterday, so Karis took over the desk for the last 2 days. I was out dealing with the family stuff the day before, so she's just really hit the ground running with us. She's a great reporter. Glad to have her, Joe. It's always good to have a new addition.
Yeah. All right, so off the record, is this like a Ron Burgundy, Veronica Corningstone type of situation here with the rivalry and all that, or are you guys on good terms?
Yeah, well, I would say, listen, historically, those rivalries do exist. I've never seen them at WEAR, but I have seen them in the past. They exist. This one, not so much. We're hitting the ground running. We're kind of the post Veronica Ron. Once they make amends and get gelling, I'd say we're on our way to that very quickly.
All right. I don't know that this would be the appropriate time, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Even though you say you have not seen it at Channel 3, I mean, you've seen it at Channel 3. Any insider about rivalries, like Bob and Sue, they get along okay?
I have the newsroom phone number. You can call them directly and ask. And
that's not as fun. That's not as fun.
Yeah, I would think there's a number of people who would probably weigh in on this. As far as I could say, hey, I haven't seen any rivalries. It's been a wonderful atmosphere, Joe.
Good. That's awesome. Yeah, you know, it's always always good because, you know, Channel 3 in Pensacola, one of those markets where, you know, a lot of young reporters get their start and then they kind of move on to bigger markets. So, you know, it's always a sea of change around there. But it looks like at least for a good while, you guys have had some stability in the reporter realm.
We've got a great team right now. You know, we've got Brett Carney, we've got Sade Ray, a new addition with Karis, we've got Sarah Gale in the mornings. Everybody that's come along has been great. And like you said, we have been very consistent lately with our team. Everybody's now been there for several months. If not, I'm going on. Next month will be 4 years at Channel 3, not to mention, of course, you know, our long-term staples of the station. We've been there decades now. So, yeah, it's been great. Just always, as you know, the news never sleeps, and it's one day after another.
Can I ask you, because, you know, in my career in radio, I started off, you know, just trying to climb the ladder, so to speak, and just try to get into bigger and bigger markets as quickly as I can. And then I got to Pensacola, and it was like, wow, you know what? The weather's great here. A week after I moved here, I met my now wife, and of course, we have our daughter. It kind of seems like you and I have kind of taken on a similar trajectory as it comes to, you know, we get here and then we kind of stick around.
I tell you, it is something mystical about this place, Joe. And you know what's funny is we're not veterans. So you have a lot of that whole aspect in the community, too, where you have so many veterans in this town will tell you, I was stationed here decades ago, and I knew exactly where I wanted to retire. I knew where I wanted to go. And I guess, hey, I guess something's in the water. Maybe it's it just caught on with us media folks. And Pensacola is a great place. I like to say, you know, even though we're in the north side of the county, we're just a drive away from the beach, a half hour, and that beats 9 or 10 hours like where I grew up. So I'll take it.
Tanner, I wanted to get your thoughts on a couple of things here. There was a story that we were talking about last hour about a couple of proposals that were introduced, one in Missouri, one in California. The first one in Missouri, a senator by the name of Nick Schroer, he's a member of the Freedom Caucus, he has introduced a proposal that says, quote, if a senator's honor is impugned by another senator to the point that it is beyond repair, they should be able to formally challenge them to a duel. Your thoughts?
I guess it wouldn't be the first congressman to participate in a duel. I know we've had several. I think Abe Lincoln took part in a duel.
Alexander Hamilton. Yeah.
Look, I guess if two men agree to such, have at it. I'm not sure where the criminal laws stand on duels today, Joe. But I can guarantee you this: if that were to happen, you know that thing would be live streamed.
Yes, yes. And I would like to ask, maybe I will later next week, if Representative Andrade, if there's time that he could file a similar bill in Florida, just to see what would happen. I'd like to see what would happen.
I want to hear his answer to that.
Also in California, there's a bill that would try to pass a bill that would force all new cars to have a speed governor so they can't go more than 10 miles an hour over the speed limit. I didn't hate that as much as I thought I would initially. I think I would go maybe 20, 25. But my contention would be that, if you want to put a limit on the mileage that a car can go over the speed limit, there also needs to be an under speed limit where you can't have cars go under 10 miles slower than the speed limit. Your thoughts?
I like this. I mean, I do think, though, you got to ask the car, so to speak. You know, I mean, those cars aren't meant to go at one certain speed the entire time. So if it hurts the car, I think, no, you got to, at some point, we got to have some at least room for human error. If someone is going to speed, they're going to have to face the consequences. But forcing a car to go a certain speed, we have the speed limits there, Joe, but I don't know. I think you leave the cars as they are, and you're just going to create more. You're going to create more car companies that are making these cars go faster. So the governor's just stopping them off at what, 140? So yeah. I think leave the cars where they are. It's we're already moving at such a fast pace with the electric cars and everything. I think we hold on to the small piece of the original that we have, right?
Yeah, no, you're right about that. We'll get you out of here on your official predictions for this conference championship weekend. We have the Ravens hosting the Chiefs and then the 49ers hosting the Lions.
I'm going to say this, and if there's any big-time Lions fans out there, I don't want to offend you whatsoever, but I've been on this Lions bandwagon for years, kind of watching from behind, from a distance. I don't own any Lions gear. I don't make a point to see the Lions. But, man, if I've not wanted them to win for a long time now, and I love it. And I think it's somewhat living on a prayer, right, at this point, because we haven't seen the Lions in this territory before. Mm-hmm. So you really don't know what to expect. I think Detroit all the way, at least to the Super Bowl. And at this point, Joe, I mean, if I'm going to play smart, I would say Kansas City. I didn't realize until just last week after the game when they said it, I think it was Kansas City's seventh straight conference championship appearance. So, man, it's hard to believe Mahomes has been around that long now. But I want to see Baltimore do it. And I think Lamar has something to prove. We need to see the Lamar of old, though. Bring back the Louisville Lamar, the one that was running all over the place. That's going to be a good game, Joe. But final pick, I say Detroit and Baltimore.
All right. I like that. I think Austin is half with you there, right?
Yeah, yeah. I want the Lions to win it all, but I think it's going to be Niners-Ravens. I'm afraid of that, though. That's what I don't want. Yeah, I want the exact opposite.
I think the hype around Detroit is sometimes comes back to backfire because you have a team like San Francisco who obviously is well-equipped to go all the way,
right,
and they could just very much do that.
All right. Well, Tanner, you enjoy the weekend. We'll talk to you next week, all right?
Thanks, guys. Pleasure as always. Have a great weekend.
All right. Tanner Stewart, Channel 3 reporter and anchor, joining the program as he does each and every Friday. Good stuff there. Quick check of the roads and weather. We'll let you send it to commercial after that.
All righty. Let's see. Looking at traffic here, nothing too severe. Well, first of all, do you want to do the weather first if I'm going to take a break?
Sure, why not?
All right.
Tonight, it's clouds and possibly rain, overnight lows in the 60s. We mix it up over the weekend with a high chance for showers and thunderstorms during the day on Saturday. High temps will be in the low 70s. And then after that rain moves out, the cooler air starts to move in. Sunday, we'll get some sunshine, some clouds, and highs will be in the 50s. Have a great weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Alrighty, yes, and looking at the roads here, you're only going to have some issues if you are traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road. Perhaps you just got off of I-10 West and are traveling towards West 9 Mile. If you are on that road in that particular area, that's where you're going to see the most issues. Outside of that, there does not appear to be anything that's going to be holding you up for too long. Just about 5:50 here, we will take our last break. Wacky and weird stories followed by some good news to finish off this 5 o'clock hour of Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Attention homeowners, are you thinking about selling your house? In this market, you need a professional, someone who understands how to get you the best price. You need a realtor who will help you protect your equity and protect your family's future. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty are the agents I trust. I've seen what she can do, and it's very impressive. She does so much more than just put a sign in the ground. She markets your home so that you can get the most money for it. In fact, if she doesn't sell your home in 30 days, she won't charge you a penny. Ask anyone else if they'll make that promise. Christina can make that offer because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing her listings and generating demand. And if you need to sell right away, Christina's got a list of investors who will buy your house for all cash. You've got nothing to lose. It's absolutely free to find out what Christina can do for you. Give her a call today, 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably. Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, don't tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning we heard kind of emotional testimony from the mother of Airman Mo Hatham, one of the three sailors killed in the attack on NES Pensacola, and a bridge in Tampa that's going to be renamed in his honor. We also talked for the last time with Kate Meehan, our pop culture editor at DailyBoom.net, because she has taken a gig in the mornings and we cannot talk at the same time. So after years of talking to her about pop culture, that was the last time today. You can find all of those segments on the podcast page at NewsRadio923.com.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just short of 5:55 here, we will get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. Not much to report on the roads. If you're traveling southbound on South Blue Angel Parkway, coming from the intersection with U.S. Highway 98, we've got some mild congestion there. Also, still have a little bit if you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards West 9 Mile. Outside of that, though, there does not appear to be anything that's going to be holding you up for too long.
Tonight, it's clouds and possibly rain, overnight lows in the 60s. We mix it up over the weekend with a high chance for showers and thunderstorms during the day on Saturday. High temps will be in the low 70s. And then after that rain moves out, the cooler air starts to move in. Sunday, we'll get some sunshine, some clouds, and highs will be in the 50s. Have a great weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. Right now, we are at 64 degrees. Overnight tonight, 61 for the low. Taking a look here at some of lighter stuff going on in the news today. Justin Timberlake will be hitting the road for the first time in 5 years. He announced his Forget Tomorrow World Tour. It'll start April 29th in Vancouver, include 22 North American cities. Pre-sale tickets go on sale Monday. Wacky stories. A Mississippi woman considering a lawsuit now after claiming that a Snickers bar she bit into contained what a dentist said was probably a rodent's tooth. Peyton Davis said she felt something hard, spit the object into her hand, and took it to the dentist. So
that's the only reason I can imagine she would take it to a dentist, is if she already thought it was like something to do with teeth. Yeah.
Can you confirm this is a tooth?
Yeah, basically. Well, not only that, but if you thought it was if you already thought it had something to do with teeth, just like look it up, maybe. Yeah. She may have thought it was a piece of her own tooth. Who knows? People were having fun online buying up swords from Home Depot. Someone noticed that the store was selling a 40-inch replica of Mel Gibson's sword from Braveheart. It's supposed to be decorative, but it's a legit sword that looks like the one from the movie. Home Depot sold out of them after the story went viral.
Yeah. I told you we were talking to Tanner about these, but Republican senator from Missouri wants to bring back dueling. Senators would need to agree to the terms of the duel, including choice of weapons. I would like to see an old-fashioned saber rattle. I think that would be fun. I can think of a couple of representatives in Florida that would probably like to duel against each other.
Probably.
Good news, a commuter train operator in Philly named Richard Murray Day found a lost wallet on his train and drove 55 miles to return it. And it happened to be on New Year's Eve, which was also his birthday, but he still went out of his way. So that's a good Samaritan right there. The guy who lost it is Greg Basile. His doorbell cam got footage of Richard dropping it off. Didn't say who it was, but Greg was able to track him down to say thanks, and now they've become friends and both plan to keep in touch. So that's cool.
Yeah, that's nice. And a 99-year-old Canadian swimmer named Betty Brussel just broke 3 world records for her age group. The first 2 in the 50-meter breaststroke and 50-meter backstroke. She also did the 400-meter freestyle in 12 minutes and 50 seconds, almost 4 minutes faster than the previous record. My goodness, I can't imagine doing that now when I'm 22. I can't imagine doing it at 99 either.
No, definitely not. Yeah, 12 minute swim, there's just no way. No way I'm doing that. All right, 5:57 here, putting a bow on hour number 2 of Pensacola right now. This weekend, Austin, of course, besides the football games, we do have the Mardi Gras, which I guess is in full swing. Right. For the first time this, I believe in my life, I had king cake today.
I believe first time ever.
Yeah, I think it was the first time ever. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Very good. Very tasty. Had like the cream filling and then blueberries. So right. It's very good.
Yeah.
Is that the standard typical
I don't recall
filling?
I don't recall blueberries being in the ones I've had. Maybe I haven't had it in a while, so maybe I just don't know. But no, I mean, I've had it before, yeah, on multiple occasions. It's pretty good. It's all right. It's not something that I'm going to, like, you know, click my heels over, but it's just something that, for the season, yeah, it's all right.
Yeah. Can you explain to me, because I've seen I had a piece of king cake. Mm-hmm. Somebody said, hey, be careful you don't bite into Jesus.
Yes, that's because there's, like, a baby, and I guess it's supposed to be Jesus, a baby Jesus inside. It's, like, plastic, typically. And it's in, that's part of the tradition.
You know the significance of that?
No, I never really learned it. I'm sure it has some relevance beyond just being in the, being part of the tradition. But yeah, you do have to be careful for that if someone else hasn't already gotten it out.
All right. Oh, mm-hmm. I didn't hear, you know, or it wasn't baby Jesus and it wasn't a rodent's tooth. So I guess I'm all right there.
Yeah, you're doing good.
All right. Channel 3 News at 6 is coming up as they wrap up the work week. And we're back with another full rundown of everything happening in your world today on Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, News Radio 92.3.